reallifecatholic.com.
Like they do many other Marian dogmas, Protestants reject Mary as the Mother of God because they don't think it's scriptural. But if there's any Marian dogma that's biblical, it's Mary, the Mother of God. Consider Luke 1:43, where Elizabeth greets Mary as the Mother of my Lord. As any Bible student knows, Lord is the title that the Jews used for Yahweh. But Protestants object that Lord can also be used for an earthly ruler. Although this is true, I think the parallel that Luke makes with David's cry in 2 Samuel 6:9, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me?" suggests the divine usage. Just as David speaks of the ark of God, Elizabeth speaks of the Mother of God. So, does the Bible teach Mary as the Mother of God? You bet it does. I'm Carlo Broussard with a Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Hi, this is Gary Zimek with another Peaceful Pause. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20. These are the words of Jesus. Are you anxious about something? Are you stressed out by the difficulties that you're facing right now? Well, there is a solution for each of us, but it requires us to do something. You can choose to worry, which is useless, or you can choose to listen to Jesus and open that door and invite him into your life. Try it today and feel the peace that he can give. For more information, visit me at followingthetruth.com.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus and FM 88.3 WSGR New Boston, Portsmouth.
It's a good day, good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying, but don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
It's a great day to be alive here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm your host for this hour of our spring of our fall spirit drive. My name's David Martin. Welcome back at the 8 o'clock hour, September the 17th, the Feast of St. Robert Bellarmine. We welcome you, all of our listeners, to join us in celebrating our faith and in celebrating the gift of St. Gabriel Radio here as we continue on with our fall spirit drive. As our regular listeners know, there's only two times in the year, once in the spring, once in the fall, when we break our regular programming to reach out to you, our listeners, to invite you to share in the ministry of St. Gabriel Radio by pledging your financial support for the work that we all together do each day in sending out the message of faith through St. Gabriel Radio, through all the programming that we offer 24/7 for listeners, those who are faithfully listening and those who may have simply stumbled on the station and now are reached by our Lord because of the messages they receive. I am joined this morning for Friday, day three, the hour of power of our fall spirit drive, by the inimitable Father Dave Sizemore. Father Dave, are you doing well today?
Yes, I am, and good morning, everyone. It's awesome to be here for our fall spirit drive and to be a part of St. Gabriel Radio and its mission of getting the word out on the airwaves.
Father Dave, I want to make sure our listeners who are already excited know how to reach us if they want to be part of our effort today. They can call 614-459-4820 and make their pledge of support. Or if they're tech savvy or would rather, they're welcome to reach us at stgabrielradio.com, stgabrielradio.com, with their online support. And by the way, for all of our donors, we want to thank you for what you're doing. And if you wish, we welcome you to give us a leadership gift of $1,000 or more. We're looking for some leadership gifts this morning. We also invite you to become a sustaining member, pledging $20 per month or more, or if you are a sustaining member, to consider increasing your sustaining membership by $5, $10, or whatever the Lord leads you to do. Those sustaining members are really our life's blood, because they are the regular and reliable donation that we look to each month, to power what we do. But no gift is too large, no gift is too small. We just invite you to call us and reach us to become a part of the St. Gabriel Radio Ministry. 614-459-4820. And with that little ad, I think I will move us to what is most important of all. Father Dave, would you lead us as we begin and should begin all things by a prayer to our Lord?
Absolutely. Let's pray then. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we are so grateful for your many blessings in our lives, the big ones, the small ones that often go unnoticed. For the air we breathe and the fact that we can walk and we have a job or we have somebody in our lives that loves us. But most especially the blessing of who you are and who we've been created in you, who we are in you and who we can become with you. We just ask, Lord, that we open our hearts, our minds, our lives, our history, our hope to you, so that all that you want to give us, we might receive, and all that you ask us to share with others, we might be able to do. Bless us in our time together at St. Gabriel Radio this morning, and bless all of our listeners, and during this fall drive, Lord, help us to accomplish our goals of being a listener-supported Catholic radio station. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Father, thank you for opening us up in this manner. We really do need to, each of us individually, ask the Lord, who are you calling me to be? What are you calling me to do? I mean, isn't that the daily Christian journey?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's our way of life. I mean, we can forget that, you know, from day to day as we just get caught up in all of the busyness of life. But that's what we have to come back to, is that sanity of that reality that our lives are not our own. And what a relief that is, you know, that we don't have to make up our lives. God already has a plan for our lives. And the closer we get to him, the more we discover who he is and therefore who we are. And the more we're able to live our lives for more than just ourselves, or to try to make up our lives or define our identity on our own, or carry the heaviness that the weight of the world and our responsibilities that everybody wants to place upon us and that we place upon ourselves, we don't have to carry that heaviness. And what a relief that is when we walk with the Lord.
Yeah, you know, that's a very good word to us. I think in this time, I think so many people, at least I'm experiencing in my encounters with others, are feeling a great weight, whether it's because of, you know, the medical situation or society at large or their own personal responsibilities. I can't recall a time when people felt such a great weight. And I think we need an antidote for that.
There's a beautiful little image that my spiritual director in seminary gave me that I'll never forget. You know, because I was carrying around a lot of weight, stuff that was troubling me, whatever that stuff was at that particular time in my life. And he said, you know, Dave, you're like a guy who's climbing a mountain. Like, who doesn't want to climb a mountain, right? I mean, get to the top and see the view and all that. He said, let alone, of course, the mountain of God, because that's what we're all trying to climb and get up to the top with God's help. He says, but as you're climbing, you're like a hiker. But unlike a hiker, you've got this backpack, and along the way, you're just picking up rocks, and you're putting them in your backpack. He says, it just doesn't make any sense, you know. And eventually, we become so weighted by the rocks that we pick up along the way on our effort to get up the mountain, that the weight, the gravity of that keeps us from climbing, you know? And he says, why don't you just cut it off, you know, just take it, put a hole in the backpack, let them all fall out, or just, better yet, he says, why don't you just cut the backpack loose? He said, you know, you don't need it. And And it was such a simple image, right? But it's something that has stayed with me all my life as I start to feel the heaviness of whatever it is on any given day or season of my life that I'm carrying. And I'm just thinking to myself, why am I carrying this, you know? It's keeping me from getting up this mountain and getting to the Lord. You know, there's no getting away from mountain climbing when it comes to the spiritual life. But that doesn't have to be an arduous thing, you know. It can be a beautiful thing, and we can see a lot along the way. But when we're so weighted down by the stuff that, not just that we pick up, but the world keeps saying to us, here, you need to put this in your backpack. Here, you need to put this in your backpack, you know. Whatever the troubles in our society, we watch on the news or in our job or in our relationships or in our families, we just keep putting that in our backpack. And the Lord is just looking at us like, why are you walking up this mountain with all these rocks?
I really appreciate that image, including by this analogy, there are all of these voices or influences who are telling us, put this in your rock in your backpack, put that rock in your backpack. But it's really discernment, right? Knowing, to carry your analogy, whether I'm being handed a rock to put in my backpack that serves me no real good in my journey, or whether what I'm laying hold of now is a water bottle that I need to carry with me, or a food bar that I need to have. And, you know, it's discernment, isn't it? Being able to distinguish between what is fruitful for the journey and a burden that I'm supposed to carry for good purpose, and what is just a useless rock.
Yeah, I love your insight there, because, you know, that's the difference between living a joyful life and living a life where we're just miserable all the time, you know. When we make what little effort it actually takes to get close to God, you know, then we're able from day to day to hear Him, you know. And I'm not talking about hearing voices in your head, but just, you know, to hear Him speak to our hearts, like, this is a water bottle, you know. I'm throwing you a water bottle here. This is an energy bar, you know, or this is a rock. You're not going to be able to bite into it. Why are you carrying it? Let go of it, you know. Like, for instance, I mean, you've heard this before about worries. You know, what good does it do to worry, you know? It does us no good whatsoever. In fact, it becomes a weight that we carry around, and it really burdens us. And it's that ability to see this thing is a burden, whatever this thing is a burden to me. This thing that I'm worried about, that I'm anxious about, that I'm fearful about, that I'm, you know, just beating myself up with regret about, you know, I'm going to give this up. Say it's a sin. I'm going to give this sin to you, Lord. I know you're going to forgive this sin. You're going to release me from this rock. I'm going to be free, and joy is going to return to me, you know. Or, you know, this worry, this anxiety, I'm just going to surrender it to you, Lord. I'm not going to live under this dark cloud, you know. And then that joy comes back to us. The Christian life presents so many opportunities for joy, you know. And yet, we sabotage that with the rocks that we pick up along the way.
Boy, powerful. Let's hang on to that analogy, because I think you and our listeners have more to probe in this image. A lot of, I think, good fruit is there for us, which, again, is the gift, I hope, of St. Gabriel Radio, that when we spend our time tuning in, we end up with encouraging messages and insights and a better way of climbing the mountain. And again, I want to invite our listeners who understand this to give us a call at 614-459-4820 or reach us online at stgabrielradio.com with your pledge of support. You are part of our ministry. We do this all together. We can't do this without you. We can't do this without you tuning in and taking away what St. Gabriel wishes to offer to the world. We can't do it without your prayers. We can't do it without your sharing St. Gabriel with others. And we can't do it without your financial support, to the extent the Lord is giving you these gifts and He leads you to support this ministry. We are grateful, because we, like you, want the Lord to be glorified in all that we do. So give us a call, 614-459-4820. Father Dave, as you know.
Well, I'd just like to piggyback on that.
Please.
You know, sometimes we can't emphasize enough that we are a listener-supported radio station. We actually don't get any funding from the diocese. Our bishop is very supportive of our station. He's on the station a lot. He loves our station, but we're not a diocesan station, you know. So we to run our station, we have to run it with listener support. We're, you know, we have a board of directors, a board of trustees. They're all men and women, lay persons who help to guide our staff. You know, I'm a part of the board. I'm the chaplain to the board, but I'm the only religious on that board, and it is run by the lady, and it is supported by the lady. So we are a listener supported radio station. So that means that everyone who's listening right now, the only way that we run our station from day to day, you know, is through your support. And your support allows us to be on the airways 24/7. And we are now over three quarters of Ohio that we cover with our signal, which is incredible. And every county, the 23 counties of our diocese, is now reached by a radio station, which is so beautiful. So please do give us a call and support us, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com.
Amen. And thanks for reemphasizing, Father Dave, that this really is a work of the Holy Spirit through the laity. In obviously always in partnership with our religious and with our bishop, but I mean, St. Gabriel Radio exists because folks like you listeners and me just responded. And look what God has done with the small yeses we all made. As Father Dave said, we reach over three quarters of the state of Ohio. We reach every single county and community in our diocese with St. Gabriel Radio. And I will brag, St. Gabriel Radio is one of the flagship Catholic radio stations in the country. And that is strictly the work of the people of this Columbus diocese. And so it's something we should be proud of. It's something that not only benefits many people who you're driving in cars next to who you'll never see, it actually benefits people in other parts of the country as well, because St. Gabriel Radio has taken its expertise and its strength and gone out to other parts of the country to help start radio stations in major cities. So what you're doing here is making a tremendous difference in the lives of literally tens of thousands of people. Give us a call at 614-459-4820 or reach us at stgabrielradio.com. And we're going to take a minute to hear a reflection, because we like, even during our spirit drive, to make sure we have time to get some good insights and words from some of our favorite presenters on St. Gabriel Radio. So, Father Dave, we're going to take a minute and hear from Father Josh and Jeff Cavins about activated discipleship. Let's listen.
We've got to, as Catholics, start thinking in these categories that God is alive, He's good, and that He has a relationship with us, and that you are created in such a way that you can hear Him.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about hearing voices. I'm talking about hearing Him speak to your heart in the same way He does in Scripture, and comforting and correcting and so forth. And you go out there throughout the day, and you're the one that brings that good news to people. And it typically, when you first meet someone, you don't share with them all these deep, deep things. It's a relationship too.
Now, for the beginner who's beginning to cultivate a relationship with Jesus Christ, and so they're going to set aside time in the morning, as you have time with your wife every morning, I have time with the Lord every morning here, and y'all pray together. I pray by myself the rectory here with the Lord Jesus Christ. They are going to say, okay, the voice of Christ is in a concrete way manifested in the Word of God, so I know that that's His voice. I can discern His voice very clearly by reading the Word of God out loud at 6:30 in the morning with my coffee and my candle in my living room. I have the place. I have an accountability partner check on me. But where do I start with the Word of God? And I've already heard about Lectio Divina, so I know how to practice the Lectio Divina, but where do I start for prayer, not for study, with the Word of God?
Well, for prayer, you know, I think a good place to start are the Gospels. And I try to stay in...
Why the Gospels?
Well, because I want to be in heartbeat with the church. I want to be with the church. And so if I'm going to meditate on the gospel for every day, I'm going to be meditating on what the rest of the entire world is hearing today, you know? And I'm going to also come into contact with some of the great feasts and the events of salvation history. And I'm going to be introduced to some of the greatest saints, brothers and sisters who have made this walk and are going to encourage me and provide examples. And they're going to pray with me. I call that my posse.
Yeah.
You know, it's your crew. And I have five in mind. So I've handpicked five saints and respectfully have said to them, I want you to walk with me. I really need your help in my life. And so I chose them based on my vocation, based on what I'm doing for a living. You know, I'm a Bible teacher and I teach the faith. That's what I do. And based on my own weaknesses in my life, I need these guys and these gals around me. And so this is the way I approach the Word of God is that I want to know you, Lord, and I want to know your voice while I'm out there standing in the line at Starbucks. And suddenly I hear the guy in front of me say that, you know, that my brother died yesterday and the funeral is going to be Thursday. Mm. Well, do you think that was an accident that you heard that, you know? You know, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? So they're fearful about what people might ask rather than bold about what they can say. Number one, God loves you and has a plan for your life. Number two, sin has really broken us. It really has. Now, I know right away when I say that, you know, your mind is saying inside, oh, that's so corny, sin. Oh, that's judgmental. What? No, it's the truth. It is the truth. Sin has screwed our lives up. Number three is that God has a plan. You know, he sent his son and Jesus died for your sins so that you can have that life that deep down you're searching for. And number four, he expects us to respond to this message. I don't say repentance, but I say what the catechism says, and that is we have to radically reorient our lives. We need to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. Join his family, this ark filled with other broken people. So when you are in a conversation with someone and all of a sudden you are faced with brokenness, what are you going to say? You're going to say, well, hey, I remember you in prayer. Doesn't cut it. You know why? Because there's only one thing. What you need in that conversation is you need the Holy Spirit to confirm something in their heart. You're afraid of questions on purgatory. But what you need to give them is something for the Holy Spirit to confirm. And the Holy Spirit, three times it says in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit confirmed the message. And when I start sharing with people in a loving way, the Holy Spirit does amazing things.
So that was Father Josh and Jeff Cavins talking about activated discipleship. And Father Dave, I definitely want to talk with you about the idea of really truly learning how to be open to the Holy Spirit and docile. But before we do, I want to tell you the phone lines are lighting up. I'd like to start by thanking Becky from Hilliard, who gave a gift in honor of Stella Maris, her friend's eighth child. She said that St. Gabriel Radio moves her life. She's been listening for 4 years and it's been touching her life. You know, thank you for saying that, Becky. I mean, this is the witness of individuals who will tell you in their own experience what St. Gabriel Radio is doing. We also received a wonderful increase in sustaining membership from Stephanie at St. Matthew's. And she had told us that St. Gabriel Radio helped her back to her Catholic faith. It provides comfort, inspiration, and hope on a daily basis, and that she's truly blessed by St. Gabriel Radio. Thanks also to Doug from St. Andrew. That happens to be my home parish, Go Vikings. And he actually gave his gift to honor the staff, volunteers, and board of St. Gabriel Radio. And he loves the scriptures on St. Gabriel Radio. That is a great reminder. Hopefully, the airwaves are often filled with great reflections on the truth that our Lord gives us in scripture. So, Doug, thank you for your generous gift. And also thanks to Stephanie from St. Edward's, who also increased her sustaining membership. Stephanie is in the boat with a lot of us. She loves Father John Ricardo, and she loves a daily rosary at 5:30. And she notes that the afternoon programming allows her to learn so much. I couldn't agree with you more, Stephanie. All parts of the day are filled, I think, with some wonderful opportunities for different forms of prayer and learning and devotion to our Lord. So I just really want to thank all of those donors for their gifts. There are more. I will tell you about those as we go along. And the phones are lighting up, and we're inviting you, our listener, right now on this Friday morning. If you've been listening to the Spirit Drive this morning, or maybe even for the last 3 days and thinking about it, now is the time to move. Now is the time to follow the Holy Spirit. If you've had any enkindling that, hey, I ought to show my support for St. Gabriel Radio. I love St. Gabriel Radio. It's blessed me. And do it now. It doesn't matter the size of the gift. Just the yes is the beautiful thing. So give us a call at 614-459-4820 or online at stgabrielradio.com with your pledge of support. By the way, all callers and donors during this drive will be entered in to win a special gift, which is an all-expense-paid trip to EWTN in Alabama, to Mother Angelica Shrine and the Most Blessed Sacrament. It's a beautiful setting. It is a wonderful retreat experience, and we will send you down there with a guest to simply see where EWTN began its work in the Holy Spirit, out of which St. Gabriel Radio and hundreds of radio stations blossomed. So we will enter all of our donors into that drive. And we also have a special thank you gift for sustaining members and those who increase their sustaining membership. And that is a book called The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus, 35 Mysteries, by Eleanor Burnside. It was a favorite book of Mother Angelica, and so we thought it appropriate and fitting to give it to you. We would invite you to stop by the station because they are just too heavy to mail them all out. But if you stop by the station, we're happy to give you this beautiful hardbound book if you are a current or new sustaining member, just as our way of saying thank you. Again, a sustaining member is someone who gives $20 per month or more. But just call us with whatever the gift is the Lord leads you to. We love our sustaining members because we can count on them month to month. We love our leadership gifts of $1,000 or more, and we welcome our business members at $60 or more per month for 100 mentions per year or more of your business. I know my business advertises on St. Gabriel Radio, and we've done it for years, and we're thrilled with the result. Father Dave, we have got our challenge that we want to get 45 callers and donations in this hour. But I know with the kind of listeners we have during the 8 o'clock hour of power, we're going to do that.
Well, where are we with that?
Well, actually, it's 45 in 2 hours, I think. We are actually a third of the way there, if my math is right. 15 over 45 is a third, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But you're asking a priest about math.
Yeah, well, the only reason I know that is because of my 8-year-old. We also have a goal,
so
by the way, of 18.
Gifts.
What's
we
that? 45 gifts, right? And 18 sustaining members is what we need. And I will tell you, we have now 16 total gifts, and we have 10 of our 18 sustaining members already.
Great. And so what we need to do is get to 45 in the next. Now the next hour to cover these next 3 hours. And so we not only want to get to our goal, we want to blow that goal out. So listen,
amen.
We haven't heard from anyone from, I'm pastor at St. Francis de Sales. So if there's anybody from St. Francis de Sales out there, please give us a call. Also, other parishes I've served in, St. John Newman in Sunbury, St. Mary's in Delaware, I was at the cathedral, and also St. Bridget in Dublin. So any of those parishes, I helped out at St. Catherine's for a couple years, and also Our Lady Perpetual Help, I helped out down there for a couple of years. So anybody from any of those parishes, please get on the line right now and give your support. Note, too, that when you call, you can tell us why you're giving your support. You know, you love Father John Ricardo, or you like, Jeff Cavins, or one of the things I haven't heard yet in the gifts is they make the gift in dedication to maybe a loved one, somebody that's very important to them, like a mother who's passed away or a husband whose anniversary they're celebrating. So let us know the reason for your gift, too, and if you're dedicating it to somebody in particular.
Absolutely.
And we'll mention that online as Dave mentions the names of the people who are giving and the gift and also the reason.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a whole bunch more gifts from all sorts of parishes. They're not all ones that you mentioned, but we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you who's giving and where they're coming from.
Hey everyone, this is Barbara McWiggin from The Good Fight. Now more than ever, during these very confusing and uncertain times, we need Catholic radio. And Catholic radio needs you. Please support your local Catholic radio station with a gift at whatever your means will allow. Where else will you hear the truth of the gospel proclaimed with such clarity and compassion? We know you rely on Catholic radio.